So this would be the Art Drysdale vignette entitled CBC Pesticides 3-2-1. A listener reminded me of a CBC show years ago about which reference is still made. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Comment when I return. 3-2-1. The item on the CBC Marketplace program was about the so-called inert ingredients in common pesticides. The two main thrusts of the story were, it is almost, if not actually impossible, to find out just what inert ingredients are in pesticides, and some of these ingredients may be harmful to us. Although the examples given in the story all related to pesticides used in spraying indoors to control the likes of cockroaches, there was a great deal of tape showing common garden pesticides on store shelves. However, even taking an example used in the story, a young boy in Montreal, quite sick and apparently weakened due to fumigation of his mother's apartment to control cockroaches. It was inferred by a doctor who was not a specialist in this field that the boy had higher levels of such chemicals as benzene in his bloodstream due to the pesticide spraying. Not even mentioned was whether or not the boy and his mother had been absent from the apartment for the required length of time. Nor was it mentioned if there had been any activity, such as new carpet or painting, either at the apartment or at another place frequented by the boy. Any of these could have resulted in much higher levels of benzene. Also omitted was the fact that, to cleanse the apartment of chemicals, houseplants would do the best job. Though there were many mentions and shots of garden pesticides, no examples of problems with them were cited. I'm Art Drysdale.